The Labor Day event from Dell Technologies is here, and it's time to take productivity to another level. End the summer strong by upgrading your growing business to the latest tech. This new season begins with up to 48% off top performance laptops like Bostro, taking performance to the next level with 12th gen Intel Core processors. You'll also save big on monitors, docks, mice, and more must-have accessories. Plus, get free shipping on everything. It's the perfect time to get ahead with powerful tech designed to stay motivated throughout the year and encourage collaboration and innovation among your team. Now, at special prices for a limited time only. Summer might be gone, but it's just the beginning. What's next for you? Upgrade today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL to save up to 48% on our latest technology.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Hey, there's an all-star game in your neighborhood.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
No way in hell am I going to that game tonight? I'd have to leave 5 minutes ago.
Yep. You too. Swing and a high fly ball drilled. Forget it. Giancarlo Stanton deep into the pavilion in left center field.
The Rich Eisen Show. Today's guests. Bucks linebacker Shaq Barrett. Jets wide receiver Braxton Berrios. Steelers running back Najee Harris. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. And now it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, it is. That is correct. That is correct. Four NFL guests. I mean, this is where we're four wide. We're talking football today, and I know we
run and shoot.
Oh my gosh! And I know there's a lot of baseball on the brain because of what happened last night and all that business.
What didn't happen last night?
Hey, welcome to the Rich Eisen Show. We're very excited to be here in Los Angeles, California, and we're happy to have you with us as well here on Peacock, NBC Sports on Peacock, NBC Sports Audio, Sirius XM Channel 85. We say hello to our terrestrial radio audience, coast to coast, those listening on the Odyssey app or on our podcast. Cumulus Podcast Network is what puts our podcast out there. You can get it wherever you darn well please, and you can get every podcast under the sun, including ours. And we appreciate you hitting the RSS feed to subscribe to our podcast and hit that subscribe button on our YouTube page. We always appreciate that. YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show for anything that you may miss over the next 3 hours, although we hope to keep you right where you are because it's so compelling and entertaining. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman. How are you?
Hey, Rich. What's up, man?
I'm hanging in there. DJ Mikey D is and D's Nuts.
Hey, Rich. What's happening?
What's
good
going
morning.
On?
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Good
morning.
You.
How's it feel to work three straight days right on this
It's good.
Okay.
I mean, this is a rare week. My residency. I got
well, Mike, actually, you did four in a row last week. This is seven straight.
You might cramp up.
Seven straight, yeah. Right?
How are you, TJ Jefferson?
Load management day.
That's a load.
I'm good.
are you lighting a candle? What's going on?
Oh, well, you know, the Bic went out, bro. Like
The Bic went out?
The Bic went out.
No.
So,
that's not an excuse.
Oh, no. No.
There's no excuse.
You can't flick the Bic.
Well, unless I have two sticks to rub together to create fire, then that's kind of an excuse.
This is not Survivor?
Survivor?
You know,
so Jeff Probst is going to put it up. But this Bic, I mean, it's...
Oh, my God, it's done.
Wow.
We're going to have a candleless show.
Oh, no.
Well, no, I got a lighter, but then I got to light a piece of paper to stick in there. It's going to smell
amazing.
Oh, my
God. Oh,
goodness.
All of a sudden, the El Segundo Fire Department bursts in here. That's our fifth guest today.
That would be hilarious.
It would be kind of funny.
That'll be our fifth guest today. Wow. Four wide. Shaq Barrett of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's first up. And then Braxton Berrios will join us in hour number three of this program for the New York Jets.
Love it.
All pro. Kick returner, Braxton Berrios. Can't wait to ask him what's going on there with the Jets. How my quarterback's doing.
I bet you he can't wait to talk about how your quarterback's doing.
No. We'll talk about the Jet quarterback, not the former BYU Cougar quarterback.
Oh,
okay.
I thought they were one in the same.
No, we're talking about the Jets quarterback.
Okay? Zach Stifler.
Yes. No, apparently it's
Finch.
It's Jack. It's Zach Finch.
Zach Finch. Yeah, he's more Finch than Stifler.
Good point. My bad.
Hey, what are we talking
not
about?
Pick, not to nitpick.
You think he uses the toilet at the facility, or does he go home?
Wait a minute. Kirby Smart's talking right now.
Hey,
Kirby Smart's talking.
My coach.
Dude. I'm just watching him talk right now at the SEC Media Day right now. Anybody who thinks
that this is not professional football.
I mean,
look at the backdrop, the SEC backdrop, and then Kirby Smart with the Georgia Bulldogs, and he's dressed like he looks like Ron DeSantis up there. You know, I mean, honestly, he's dressed like a politician. You know, he's a
wrong state.
I know that.
Seriously.
I mean, at the world's largest cocktail party.
This is amazing.
So we'll hear what Kirby's got to say on NIL, I'm sure, all of that business. He'll take the Nick Saban approach. Say, hey, we're the haves. Our guys made millions of dollars last year.
Very much the haves.
I don't know. Did anybody see the NFL draft? Because there's a lot of G's on there. Okay, so we'll see what Kirby's talking about today. And at any rate, we also have on this program Najee Harris. We're going to give this one another whirl.
Here we go.
He's joining our program today. The man who we assume will get the first touch in the history of Acrisure Stadium. He'll join us.
God bless.
On this program. And then right in the middle, Ian Rappaport. Tell us what is going on. He says Jimmy G met with our friend Dr. Neil Elitrosh here in town.
Saw that.
And that everything's copacetic. He'll be cleared by mid-August. And then who's gonna go get him? Who's going to go get him? Seattle Seahawks going to go get him. Seattle Seahawks are going to basically go through the first.
Trade with a division rival?
No.
Cut him? He's going to be cut?
He's going to be cut. What, are they going to just have him hang out there with Trey Lance? It's not his team anymore. It's not his team anymore. It's not Jimmy G's team anymore. Guy it's Trey Lance's team.
Guy was 7 minutes from a Super Bowl.
It's Trey Lance's team.
Took you to the Final Four.
I don't know how many times we got to say this.
You're going to keep talking about it.
It's Trey Lance's team. Well, I mean, we're going to talk about Jimmy G later on because there is a quarterback that will be available in the middle of August for anybody who might want to take somebody who has played in a Super Bowl, overthrew Emmanuel Sanders, could have won a Super Bowl.
He's got two rings. I mean, let's be technical.
Okay, very good. Who's played in a Super Bowl, started a Super Bowl. How does that sound?
There you go.
Almost started a second Super Bowl. He's a gamer. Locker room loves him. Who wants him? Because the Niners aren't going to keep him. It's Trey Lance's team. Who wants Jimmy Garoppolo? Are the Seattle Seahawks going to go through? They're going to go through training camp. They're going to compete. They're going to compete because that's what Pete Carroll's teams do. They always compete. They're going to compete. It's going to be Drew Lock. It's going to be Geno Smith. The first preseason game won't look, you know, all that pretty maybe. And the second, but maybe it will. You never know. And then right maybe in the middle, do they just say Jimmy G's available? And they're going to cut him unless somebody goes and gets him. Who's going to go get him? What's this all about? Will they cut him? I believe they'll be left with no choice but to at some point.
What is he worth? Baker Mayfield was, what, a fifth rounder?
A fifth rounder in the 2024 draft, not next year, 2 years from now, and it can go up to a fourth.
Would you give up more than that for Jimmy G?
Of course not. Coming off of shoulder surgery?
But Jimmy G's better than Baker, right?
Well, Jimmy G's more experienced than Baker. He's more experienced than Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield's won one playoff game.
Higher floor, lower ceiling, I guess.
Baker Mayfield had a shot to win his second playoff game, but that crazy, stupid rule of fumbling through the end zone hurt the Browns in that game. Oh, yeah. I'm tilting at that windmill right now.
Don't fumble.
Hey, all I'm saying is this. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be available 1 month from today. And what does that mean? Who's going to go get him? And what will the Niners do? I think... You know, they're going to end up having to release him. They might know that right now, too. Because who's going to go trade a draft choice for him in the middle of August? The timing is so off, and it's unfortunate for all parties. Because if Jimmy was healthy, he'd have been gone already. So we'll talk about that with the Ian Rappaport coming up at the top, middle of hour number two. That'll be an interesting conversation later on. The All-Star Game. Baseball's All-Star Game was 92nd, right? It was 90, All-Star Game number 92.
Wow.
For Major League Baseball last night here in Southern California. And hey, got off to a huge start. Clayton Kershaw gets out of the first. Mookie Betts gives the fans at home something excited about, right?
All right, two runs.
Couple runs in the first inning, right?
That's right.
And then the National League didn't get but one hit for the rest of the eight innings after that. And then in that time, hey, the American League got three runs on two swings in back-to-back at-bats and then nothing else. Major League Baseball in 2022 right now, tons of stars, lots of kids to root for, lots of interesting faces to root for.
1,000%.
Soto, Ramirez, Rodriguez, just to name three off the top of my head.
Yep.
That kid Arias on the Twins,
He can rake.
How about all the guys on your team? You could say arguably that was the most fun part of the game last night when Nestor Cortez and Trevino
were talking
were mic'd
to each
up and talking back and forth between pitches. That was awesome.
That was great. And that's what it's a great way to pass the time when nobody's getting a hit.
Nobody was doing anything.
I know. But so they're letting you inside the game. Well done for Fox. Well done on baseball's part to make that happen. Love it.
But that can't be the best part of your number one showcase of the summer.
Correct. You know what? But here's what I was tuning in to see last night. I was tuning in to see Dusty Baker employ the shift. In a shift in the All-Star game is an absolute abomination. Now, Dusty's trying to win a game. And by the way, we're all focused on Clayton Kershaw in front of the home folks, and as well we should, and what Mookie Betts did. Dusty Baker is one of the all-time great Los Angeles Dodgers, and here he is as the manager in an All-Star game in Dodger Stadium, where he used to, you know, bat in the same lineup as Garvey and Lopes.
Dusty Baker, great career.
Russell
should be in the Hall of Fame, probably.
Dusty Baker is one of the, if I'm not mistaken, on deck when Hank Aaron Homer, you know, had his home run 715.
Yep, on deck.
But Dusty is employing a shift in an All-Star game.
You're trying to win a game that doesn't matter.
I mean, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And I know baseball might not like saying it doesn't matter. It does matter because we want to see action. We want to see, and that's baseball in a nutshell. We want to see action. Please. I mean, of all games in which you shouldn't be allowed to shift, it's the All-Star game. Good God, what are we doing? So the showcase in my mind was lacking. Stadium looked great. It finally cooled off. You know, it was a beautiful Southern California night. It was. Clayton Kershaw, great to see him. Great to see some of these young stars of the game. But baseball these days is shift and have guys come out of the pen after the starter doesn't go, you know, but five, and then come in and throw 100 miles an hour. I mean, Clay Holmes, the Yankees, is throwing like a 97-mile-an-hour sinker.
How? How do you hit
that? I was listening to some of the game on ESPN Radio. Love Doug Glanville, by the way. He's terrific. He said Holmes is like throwing anchors up there. Like he's throwing an actual boat anchor up there. It's sinking, and it's just, you can't hit it. You can't move it. So, I guess pitch clock and shift, and let's get this thing moving. Let's get some action. Let's roll. Because that is baseball in a nutshell in 2022. Is there big hitters? You'll see home runs. What, you saw three last night, right?
Yep.
And Stanton, there was even a still shot of the baseball on the bat.
My
and it was
God.
And the baseball looked like it was a sponge.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, the exit velocity is impressive. You know, the ball goes far, and it's great to see. And Stanton, Southern California kid, homering in a home game essentially for him being
it's a cool
kid.
Story
and he gets the MVP. Love it.
Cool story.
Love it.
He was Mike back then.
I know Mike Stan. I know
he was Mike.
He's referred
Stan
to people, old school people around here, certainly from Notre Dame High School here in Southern California, refer to him as Mike Stanton. Mm-hmm. And I remember hearing that out here first time when I moved out here. I'm like, Mike Stanton, like, you know, the guy who along with Jeff Nelson was the guy that Torrey brought out of the pen in 96. Right. To lead to Rivera, to lead to Wetland, that Mike Stanton? No.
No, different.
He made the right name change there.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know what Sterling's home run call for Mike Stanton would be. It certainly wouldn't be glorious. What he's doing right now. Yeah. So, you know, I don't want to come on and rain on any parade.
I know, but I don't know what the fix is. Obviously, we've been talking about it forever. It's like a great, you know.
I've told you at least. Let's do two things. Speed it up with the pitchers. Speed it up. Let's go. Action. But that's number two. Number one is that shift. Get it out. Get it out of the game.
I'm disagreeing with you on this.
I know you disagree with me.
I didn't until this week, last week, to be honest with you.
Oh, really?
I saw the Mets employ it, and I kind of really fully, I was just seriously just watching them. And I was like, if you're a hitter, then hit it whether or not. Like, they're moving their players around to try to give them the advantage to catch the ball. I don't know why that's such a big
problem. It's like the 5-yard rule in football.
You've got to allow the offense to do something. You got to. They had to change the rules in football because of bigger, stronger, faster defenders. You know, they had to do it. They have to open up the middle. You have to allow some form of offense. You got to do it. At some point, you know, when push comes to shove and we as baseball fans see a ball lashed into right center field, and as the shot of the pitcher, that you see of the home plate from center field, and the ball leaves the camera at a certain angle, you're attuned to think that's a base hit. Then you turn around and there's a third baseman standing in short right field. You know, honestly. And I understand the job is to hit them where they're not and then make sure you get the other guy out. But at some point, you do need to see somebody stand on first. And in last night's game, the best hitters baseball can put up there from the National League got one hit after the first inning. And after a while, it's great to hear Nestor Cortes work his catcher and listen in on that. And it's great to hear Alec Manoah of the Blue Jays go, boom, that's one. Like, I mean, that's great.
Right, that's fun.
That's great. But then, but when it's boom, there's 23 in a row.
Yeah. Not great.
That's where I'm standing on the shift.
That's I might feel differently next week. You know, just for this week, I'm pro shift.
That's the way the wind blows. Okay, so we have one NFL training camp fully open. We'll hit on that.
Ooh.
Where rookies and vets have reported.
Oh,
yes, and it's a team that I'm focused on and have been for several weeks.
Talking
even though apparently somebody on that team hasn't heard that. I need to address that.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Because as you know, one thing I don't like is when I talk and I'm not heard.
And nobody listens. I mean, you get that enough in your house.
I understand that.
So
I get it.
You know.
Usually it gets your iPad taken away. So we'll hit that later on. Also on this program, you at 844-204. Rich, I already see phone lines lighting, and that makes my heart light up. Like I'm E.T. the extraterrestrial.
Turn on your heart light.
Guys, we're going to let Neil Diamond come on in. So that's how we're rolling. Shaq Barrett of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on this program. When we come back, how big is Leonard Fournette in his community? To use the Dan Patrick phrase. Apparently 260.
Ooh.
Not according to Lenny, though.
Lenny says he's 245.
Lenny says 245.
15 pounds is water weight.
Is
that an annual thing? Is guess Leonard Fournette's water weight? Is that an annual July endeavor?
By the way, ridiculous. That should be that might be our fantasy There's team name.
Guess Leonard Fournette's water weight?
Yeah, or just guess it. Guess.
Play off Lenny's
water weight.
There you go. That's not a bad one.
Lombardi Lenny.
Lenny's water weight. That could be our fantasy team name. Put that down there.
He did tell us to just call him anytime. We could just ask him.
Yeah, right?
Okay, very good.
He did say this, Chris.
All right, Shaq Barrett of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. When we come back, Braxton Berrios of the Jets and Najee Harris of the Steelers and Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network, all still to come with you as well. Does your antiperspirant keep you dry all day? Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray goes on instantly dry for a cleaner feel and offers 48 hours sweat and odor protection. Let me repeat that. 48 hours of sweat and odor protection. Use it and don't even think about it. Also, Dove Men Dry Spray contains Dove's unique one-quarter moisturizing cream that helps protect your skin. Try Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray. Goes on dry. Clean feel all day. This might be opening up a can, but we'll do it. We do it. We do what we have to here on the Rich Eisen Show. Certainly when it comes to airplane travel. Remember that we talked about, you know, armrests and middle seats, and that actually trended in newspapers worldwide. Yeah. I'm not exaggerating. That actually happened a few years ago. Friend of the program, George Kittle, tweeted this out about an hour ago. Guy next to me in the exit row put two bags in the overhead. Thoughts on this?
Depends
I have
on where
thoughts
you are.
On it. No.
No.
Two bags in the overhead.
Depends on where you are.
Two bags in the overhead. Thoughts on this? Answer? Here's my answer. Absolutely. Free for all. I got on the plane first exactly for that reason. Exactly for that reason.
No. It depends on where you are.
What do you mean depends on where you are?
Hold on. Yeah. If you're in first class, the bins are a little bit bigger. You can get two up there. Yeah. I got to imagine George is traveling in first class.
Yep.
But if you're...
There's no exit row in first class, though. There's no exit row in first class. George is traveling in an exit row.
If you're in first, you cannot use the underneath the seat in front of you stuff.
Exactly.
So
that's different.
But I'm saying if you're in first class, two bags, totally fine.
Exit row.
But if you're sitting in 34A, one bag.
You don't get it.
You get one bag.
Yep, one bag.
And the other one's got to fit.
Exit row.
Exit row gets two.
Row.
Only exit row, yes.
Exit row and first. Where you can't... There's no exit row in first. You keep saying that.
I'm saying those are the options. Exit row and first.
Right. So in an exit row, two bags above, that's why you get on.
But the second bag is, it's not two row-ons. Your second bag is a backpack.
Yeah. It's like,
so
you're
what's
getting...
the big deal?
That's what I'm saying. It's like,
I'm agreeing with you.
Right. I've had it happen where if I've been in an exit row, I've had to put it like behind me, like five rows. That sucks. So you should have a spot. They should have a bin for the exit row people.
But what I don't know what he's saying is that maybe doesn't allow other people in the exit row to get theirs up above. And my answer to that is you snooze, you lose. Get on the plane first. Period. End of story. The minute you can get on the plane, you get on the plane.
You are first on.
You
first
are rich is nuts.
First on. It drives Susie nuts.
Wait, it's
no, but you're usually nuts, 1A, so why do you care?
I think I've converted her. No, I'm not. Don't make that sound. No, that's not true.
That's what I hear all the time. You 1A most of the time.
Dude, all right.
I fly the plane.
I know what I'm about to say may not sound all that great. That's the caveat.
Okay.
Because we had a whole bunch of stuff, flights canceled a couple weeks ago. I flew in coach, which happens a lot, on my birthday. On my actual freaking birthday, all the way to the East Coast. And guess what we did? We got on the first second we could, and we used every space we possibly could because we could.
Sorry, Rich Eisen.
I don't think that's a good thing. You used all the spaces?
That we could. Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, it's just like what somebody else is going to be. You know what? Let's not put that extra bag above because we need to make sure others do. Really? Is that the way it works on a plane?
I mean,
really?
Plane is a free for all, man.
Please.
Yeah.
Give me a break. Well, the number of times I've been free for all in my flying, flying life.
That's the problem with people on planes. They don't treat it that. They treat it like a free for all. Like you don't need to be 5'2 sitting in front of me and recline your chair back to where my knees have to be
on whether somebody's allowed to recline a chair back.
I'm just saying.
If the button works, use it.
That's some whackness.
If you don't want me to recline, don't give it me the option to recline. Make the seats un-reclinable.
I'm 260. Like I try to show some respect to people.
That's respect. Pro-recline. You don't recline.
I could go back there and recline mine the whole way back and man spread, but I choose to try to like show some human compassion.
That's a YP.
That's a YP.
No, actually, that's an everyone P because people only look out for themselves in this world. That's the problem.
You're on an airplane.
That's fine, guys.
That's fine.
I have to just put a pause in this conversation for two reasons. One, because I'm right. You guys are wrong.
About what?
And we've got another guest.
No, I'm with you.
Okay?
I'm not with you.
All right?
I'm with you.
If we don't get to the guest now, it would be akin to not using the recline button when you can.
Man, I hate people that recline in front of me.
So too bad.
So do I.
Then sit in front of them.
That's funny though.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show,
Terrestrial Radio Network.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, joining us here on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line is one of the best pass rushers in the National Football League of one of the best teams in the National Football League. Joining us here from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is Shaq Barrett. How you been, Shaq?
I'm good. How you doing, Rich?
I'm doing fine. I don't know if you've heard the back and forth here on the program prior to you joining, but George Kittle, fellow Pro Bowler of the National Football Conference, he tweeted out that somebody in an exit row put two bags in the overhead. Do you have a problem with that, Shaq Barrett? Somebody doing that with you on a plane?
Not necessarily a problem, but I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do that. I put one up there and then put one under the seat. But if you're in the exit row, then nothing you can do.
You can't, right? I mean, that's a problem. And what about somebody reclining a seat in front of you? Do you have a problem with that, Shaq Barrett? Do you have a problem with that?
No, that's normal. I do it. So I used to have a problem with it a few years ago, but it's still enough seat for you to recline, and the person behind you can still be a tiny bit comfortable because being on a plane is uncomfortable anyway. So
okay. See, this is a reasonable man. This is
Shaq 6'2", 255. I don't believe that he believes that a person reclining into his space is okay. I think Shaq might have a problem with that.
Shaq, did you hear that from my friend TJ Jefferson? You heard that?
Shaq's a big dog.
It could be a problem. It makes me adjust a little bit, but I got to work around it.
You work around it? By what? Flying the plane yourself? How do you work around that?
You just grin and bear it.
My knees on a little further, and I'm always sitting like the kids or something, trying to take some of their seats.
Okay. See, you work the board.
Yeah,
it's like, and sometimes you got to rush from the left side. Sometimes you got to rush from the right side. You know what I mean? Is that what you're saying?
Uh-huh.
There you go. It's called being versatile. That's how you get big bucks like Shaq Barrett. That's how you do it.
Say less.
All right, Shaq. So where have I found you? Where have I found you right now?
I'm getting a pedicure with my wife.
Hey! Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Send us a picture, Shaq.
please tweet this out immediately.
I don't mean to disturb the peace here, but I appreciate you accepting the offer to call into the show while you're getting a. Are you getting the mani pedi or just the pedi right now?
Just the pedi. Pedicure, and this was like a spur of the moment thing. We just planned this like 2 hours ago.
Would you mind taking a photograph and tweeting it to at Rich Eisen Show? Would you mind doing that, Shaq? Would that be a problem? Would that be a problem?
No, that won't be a problem.
Good. Okay. Is this a part? Is this a normal routine for you? Do you get a frequent pedi during the season? Things like that. You get that working?
Yeah. I want to do it probably like once a month, or sometimes it'll be like once every 2 months or something like that.
Okay. Very good.
But yeah, I got to take care of the feet and the seams and some things.
Of course. I mean, footwork, I mean, that's part of your MO, right? You got to get your footwork going on right here.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I'm about to get ready to get that going and cat and getting ready for the season.
Well, you are reporting, if I'm not mistaken, next Tuesday, right? Is that what's coming up? Okay, very good. So let's roll into it right here for you. When did you know that it was possible that Bruce Arians might be out and Bowles would be in? When did that actually dawn on you, Shaq?
Probably the same time y'all heard rumors about him. Like, man, I don't think he will leave. But then the more rumors you see about it, like, the more truth it is for us. So I started believing it a little bit. And then when I heard Coach Bowles could potentially be stepping up, I'm like, yeah, this could be the perfect time. Then we could just be in-house and promote in-house. Coach Bowles got the respect of everybody on the team already. So it was probably made the decision for DA to leave a little easier.
So and what does Bowles bring to this equation, do you think, as being the HC for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Shaq.
I think there's going to be a lot of similarities because they both are straight shooters. They both going to tell you how you just tell it to you how it is. I just love the way they communicate very effectively. So I think just Coach Bowles is going to just keep bringing that mindset, and maybe in practice, as you know, when you got an offensive head coach, like you benefit the offense a little bit more. So maybe you get some more plays where the defense is actually getting a sack and we get out of sack instead of letting a play go and keep having a carry on like a 2-minute situation when we got a sack. So hopefully we get some of those little benefits. But I don't think it's going to be too different from DA to Coach Bowles because like they both was very similar in my opinion already.
Less cursing, less profanity, maybe? Do you think?
Yeah, maybe a little bit less.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit less because, DA. Okay. Yeah, that was
fun.
I like hearing
B.A.
go off a little bit. It was funny.
It was funny when he went off? Is that what you're saying?
As long as it ain't towards me. I like getting a kick out of like just seeing the reactions, how it go down, how it takes place, and just seeing how people react to it. It'd be funny to me, like, man, you really going there? I don't like that. And then just laughing about it with some of the teammates. But it'd be good. Don't nobody take it personally. Well, not that I know of, take it personally.
Okay. Shaq Barrett here on the Rich Eisen Show. So, and when did you know that Brady was coming back? When did that happen for you, Shaq Barrett?
I had no idea, but I talked to my position coach, Coach Foote. He's the inside linebacker coach now. And I was talking to him about it, like right after he retired. He was like, no, like, you can't talk to him, get in his ear, try to get him to come back. I'm like, so he might be on the fence a little bit. So I started, like, sending him messages on Instagram, telling him we'd love to have him back if he want to come back. But I understand if you, like, want to be with your family and everything. But I was just trying to plant that little seed, and if there was any doubt, let him know we ready for him if he wanted to come back.
So do you think you aided in his decision to decide to return to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in any way, shape, or form, Shaquille Bryan?
No, I don't think I did at all. I tried to, but it was always his decision. He knew what he wanted, and he just probably thought the time wasn't right yet. And I think we got a good opportunity to send him out on top of the mountain if this would be his last year. So I know I would love to think that, I would be naive to think that I had something to do with it, but no, I ain't had nothing to do with it. I tried to influence the situation, but it was his decision always, and he made the decision that was best for him.
What is it like watching him work? What does he bring? You got a good story of watching Brady work, or his influence on everybody's game there? Do you got a good story about that, Shaquille Barrett?
I can't think of nothing on the spot right now. But he just been around TB12. It just makes everybody want to step up and do your best, because you know what he could bring to the table. You know what he brought to the table for his previous 19, 20 years in the league. We all want to make sure we're able to match that and not be the reason we don't succeed as a team, because we know he's going to give it his 100% effort, max effort, and he's going to leave it all out on the field, game in, game out. So we just got to make sure we're prepared to do the same thing that he's doing. And I think it just raises everybody level of play, makes everybody just want it that much more.
Shaquille Barrett of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers joining us from a local spa where he and his wife are getting a pedicure at the same time, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. By the way, I've never reset a guest quite like that ever in my 8 years of doing this program, Shaquille, so I appreciate that opportunity. Is Leonard Fournette at that spa that you're at right now? Is getting a cleanse or something like that? Anything going on with him?
No, I don't see Leonard nowhere around. I'm gonna send in a couple of days. Leonard the man. He fun. I love Leonard.
Well, I mean, I have nothing but love for Lombardi Lenny, playoff Lenny. There's a lot of word that you see more of him than you used to right now. Shaquille, anything you can tell me about that? With him?
See more meeting what?
Yeah, it's just apparently there's a little bit more of Leonard than the team apparently wants to see with him, about what, 15 pounds or something like that? Yeah, anything on that?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what he weighs, but I know when he get here, like, we were talking like at Nitty Cat, and we said, like, we both were talking like, yeah, we always gonna be in shape, like, no matter what our weight said, like, as long as we can run, as long as we feel like we can do our job. But I don't think he was, whatever the report said, I don't think he was 260 or 250. Like, I don't know about all that, but I think I came in a little heavy too, so we both probably came in a little bit heavier, but we still had time to get right. And I know I'm going to come back exactly at my lowest weight that they wanted me to come at, or maybe a little bit lower than that. And he's a professional too, so he's going to come back where they want him at, somewhere within that range.
So what is it? You're just less carbs? Is that how you do it? How do you do it? I mean, is that why you were a little bit more yourself, Shaq?
No, I just ramp up at the right time, and I might be not eating the best at the time, but when it's time to start really honing in my craft, zero in on it, making sure I'm eating right and getting all the cardio in so I know I'm in shape and I know my weight is where it's supposed to be at.
All right. So tell me what the goal is. What do you got for me? Because obviously you guys won it all in your home stadium. The Rams did the same thing last year after eliminating you guys in one of the most wild playoff games I've ever seen. So walk me through it. Nothing short of a Lombardi. You lifting it in Arizona, right, Shaquille Barrett?
Yeah, I was so hurt from the way we lost last year. I hated football for so long. But, yeah, I'm back now, and I think that we can be hoisting that trophy up at the end of the year. We got to start right now or on the 26th yep. or Tuesday, whenever we get back to start that process, because it is just not going to happen. Like, we got to prepare now for the tough game, for all the situations we be in, where we make it mental errors or where we lost focus and giving up a big play. That all starts right now. I mean, it's Tampa Bay Heat where it's hard, it's going to be hard. Like, and sometimes when you're really tired, the focus up, but it's going to be good for us to really, like, use this for our benefit to increase our focus and our mentality to be able to handle them tough situations.
What do you mean you hated football for a while? What do you mean by that?
I didn't want to watch football. I didn't want it to be a Super Bowl to be played since we wasn't in it. I didn't want anybody to win a Super Bowl. I didn't even want to watch the Super Bowl. I probably watched like a quarter and a half for the Super Bowl. I was mad. I couldn't believe we went out that way. And I know that like this was a time for us to like really take our organization to the next level, because we did win it the last year. We could have done it again. And it just hurt so bad, man, to go out the way that we went out. And I had to.
You turned
I didn't
over.
Hate playing football. I just had to get away from football. Like, okay. I don't want to be a part of it no more since he wasn't playing.
You turned off the Super Bowl? You snapped off the television? You did?
Yeah. I know. It probably was never on. And then I, like, turned it on to see what was going on. Then I turned it back off. I couldn't watch that. But I'm going to use that as some fuel and some motivation this year. I won't have to have that feeling again.
Did you not see Dre and Snoop? And did you not see those? Did you not see the halftime? Did you miss that?
I think that's probably what I did watch. I watched the halftime too. Okay. I think that's about the only thing I watched.
You're not crazy. I mean, you're just real upset. Okay, very good.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I watched the halftime too.
Shaq Barrett, I appreciate the time. Are we on the calf massage portion? Where are we right now before I let you go?
That's exactly where we are.
Hey!
It's the best part.
Okay. That is the best part. It means we're wrapping up then. We're getting right around the end there. Okay. Very good. Okay.
That was a great day.
Okay. You enjoy yourself. Say thank the missus, if you don't mind. We didn't mean to intrude on the spa day. And look for my call during training camp and beyond. Shaquille Barrett, appreciate the time.
Yeah, and I appreciate you having me on the show. And
always.
I'm looking forward to doing it during
camp. Excellent. Fantastic.
Don't forget the picture.
There you go. Yeah, don't forget the picture. I got to get a photograph at Rich Eisen Show. At us, okay?
I got you.
Very good. Thank you, Shaquille Barrett. There you go. At Shaquille Barrett right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
That's amazing.
That's right. Right during the calf massage portion.
Great. I kind of want to get one right now. Calf massage sounds incredible.
Leonard Fournette's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's going to be fine.
Everyone's going to be fine.
Tom Bowles, this is going to be fun.
Guess what? The Bucks will probably win. Like,
hey, man. This is
rock
it.
Rock and roll.
This is it. Tom Brady's swan song. I believe it is. I believe they got one more year left with him there. And then we'll see if there's any more years left for Tom Brady anywhere else. Or it's going to be him and Kevin Burkhardt in the booth together for Fox. It's crazy.
Wow.
But it's their division. It's their division to take and lose. There's no question about that.
Absolutely.
And the Bucks. Let me see what their schedule is. Let's see what the first month
is. Do the Bucks schedule?
No, I don't want to do the win-loss thing with them. I just want to see what their schedule is. Their first four. Oh, baby. Dallas to start it off on Sunday Night Football. Oh, and then at New Orleans, as you know,
man, really
Dennis Allen's
start.
Defense has been really in Brady's face.
Holy smokes.
Okay, and then home for Green Bay and home for Kansas City. Oh, my gosh. That's that right there. Home for Kansas City is a Sunday nighter as well. NBC's got Brady. Two of the first four out of the gate. Damn.
Man, that is a tough start.
It is that. What a start for the Bucs. Even if they go 2-2, you know. I think getting that one out of the way early against New Orleans, let's go. The question is you know, what's going on with their offense minus Gronk? Didn't Gronk's girlfriend say he's going to come back?
Well, she said she wouldn't be shocked. And, you know, she thinks that him and Tom are kind of having fun with the I'm retired. No, I'm coming back. No, I'm retired.
Right.
So, I don't know. We'll see. Gronk looks pretty toast to me, but he's come back before, obviously.
Maybe Camille's already tired of having Gronk at
the
crib.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
And it's just like, he'll be back.
Is Chris Godwin going to be back in time? I don't think so, right?
Not for the beginning of the season.
I don't think so either. Okay.
But he should be back.
See if there's some news.
But as you know, my number one, if I'm not mistaken, number one under the radar acquisition.
Oh, yeah, Russ.
Russell Gage, in Tampa Bay.
Not Greg Zuerlein?
It is not Greg Zuerlein of the Jets. Oh. So we'll talk about that with Braxton Berrios in hour number three. All right, we will take a break here on the program and come back. There is a team that I have been very focused on that I have been talking up like crazy. And one of the stars of that team clearly has not heard about it.
Uh-oh.
And that's going to change when we come back. More of your phone calls as well at 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We've done this before with you.
Yeah.
I've got three social situations. You are the judge and jury as to what is done.
Okay.
First one is destination weddings. Okay.
It's already funny.
Destination weddings. I say to my wife, we're going to a destination wedding. We should not give a present because my presence is my present. What do you say, Larry?
First of all, where is the wedding? How far is it?
Another country.
Okay, you don't even go. You don't go.
But it's a close family friend.
I don't care. I am not flying 14 hours on a plane to somebody's wedding. I'm not going to do that.
Even if it's a nice destination where it's a nice hotel and you're set up?
No, 14 hours on a plane, you can't even breathe. Come on.
So what would be the distance from your house that you would...
An hour and a half by car. That's it. No plane. You don't get on planes for weddings.
Right.
Okay, out of the question.
Here's social situation number two for you, Larry David.
Sure.
You're going over to somebody's house.
Okay.
All right, for, let's say, the fight, the Mayweather-McGregor fight. This happened to one of our producers, Ken Tulo, okay?
Okay.
They brought desserts. Fight ends. Nobody's touched the desserts. They like these desserts. Is it okay to take the desserts home?
All right, well, we did this on Seinfeld.
You did?
Yeah, the marble rye.
Well, the marble, okay.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
You bring it over. Do they know you brought it over?
Yes, they do.
Well, if they know you brought it over, then you can't take it.
But what if nobody's tried it? You know, it's not like a bottle of wine. A bottle of wine could be savored later on.
It's
a perishable.
You're bringing it to the host, right?
That's true.
The host saw it.
Mm-hmm.
It's different if the host didn't see it, then you can sneak out with it.
So if the host never saw it, if you placed it on the table and there's no note...
Yeah.
That's when you could take it.
If you think you're not going to get caught, yeah, then you could take it.
The problem is, though, Larry, is you never know what was looking. The eye in the sky may catch it.
That's the gamble, yeah. But if the host sees it, you can't take it.
All right, the last one for you, Larry, LD. Shoes off on a plane. Do you have a problem with somebody on a plane taking
shoes? I have a big problem with it, yeah. Oh,
boy.
Yeah. Keep them on. Okay? You know, don't make yourself... It's not your house, all right? You're outside. You're in public. I don't want to see your socks. And God forbid you have a little odor down there. Who needs that, right?
And I don't even want to know if you do have it.
Exactly. It's close quarters. Come on. Take a couple of minutes. Keep your shoes on.
So those who take their shoes off with shorts on and then put their socked feet up on the bulkhead?
Oh, God almighty. No, no, oh, God. That is out. Yes.
Yes, the great LD. Go check out all of his appearances on the show. YouTube.com/RichEisen Show. All right, golfers, do you want to simply survive around the greens? You know the answer to that. Of course you don't. You want to score. That's how you work it on a golf course. You need a wedge that creates the rawest form of spin possible to deliver the best performance. I'm talking about the new Jaws Raw from Callaway. And when we say raw, we mean Callaway's eliminated any material between the club face and the ball. That translates to more friction, which translates to the most aggressive groove in golf. And that's how we're talking about maximum one hop and stop spin. For the first time ever, Callaway's optimized wedge weighting using that tungsten technology that's so great
in everything else that they've been doing lately. It gives you noticeably better control and trajectory, so you can attack the pin knowing your ball is going to fly and bite exactly the way you want it to. Jaws Raw comes in four grinds, including the all-new Z-Grind for a more forgiving shot maker's wedge, as well as 17 loft and bounce combinations for every type of player of conditioning and playing style. Jaws Raw doesn't just give you a better wedge performance, it gives you pure spin in its rawest form. Get yours today at CallawayGolf.com/JawsRaw. Just a quick update. Shaq Barrett has photographed himself getting his calf massage. Oh, there it is, everybody. Had to send you a calf massage pic since you guessed it perfectly. Ha-ha. And I did. So, you know, it's not my first spa rodeo.
Well done.
Okay, thank you. Shaquille Barrett. Braxton Berrios will join us from who knows where.
Yeah, what's he up to?
Najee Harris as well. I have no idea. Ian Rappaport's going to join us in hour number two on this program.
Can you text Ian to be like, hey, can you get to the spa real quick? We have a theme today.
You know what? I'm going to just drop the whole conversation of massages and the NFL before it goes in a direction I don't want it to go in. Certainly when Ian's going to be joining us on the latest on Deshaun Watson, I just said it. 844-204-RICH being the number to dial here on the program. There is one training camp in the National Football League on this day, the 20th of July. There is one National Football League training camp all in. Rookies, veterans, everybody. It is your Las Vegas Raiders. Everybody reporting today. The entire Las Vegas Raiders team will be getting ready to roll. Yes, indeed. The summer wind is a pirate. And right now, the Raiders are all currently constituted. And Derek Carr saying this to The Athletic. It's going to be fun, meaning the 2022 season for the Raiders. No one thinks anything of us. And I think that's what makes it fun, is you always have to put the ball down and play the football games. And, you know, this is not my first National Football League rodeo, as you all know.
Okay. That's the 1920th.
As a matter of fact, this coming season will be my 20th covering it for the National Football League network. So I understand. I mean, I've been around many teams that rally around the nobody believes in us. They play the nobody believes in us card. It's been played many, many different times. One time for the Arizona Cardinals, Ken Wisenhunt, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, came on the set of NFL Total Access the year the Cardinals made the Super Bowl going against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And on that set in Tampa, Florida, during a commercial break, he stares a hole through me saying, I know you don't believe in us. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he goes, you said that we're one of the worst playoff teams in the history of the NFL playoffs. And I'm like, I never said anything like that. Chris Collinsworth did. And I don't have his Emmys or his bank account. So I've had it played against me unfairly. And here it happens again. Derek, we're on in Las Vegas, Nevada. The Rich Eisen Show every single day on Raider Nation Radio. Yep. And who in this here national radio mosh pit has been saying over and over and over again that the Las Vegas Raiders are not only going to surprise, but going to win the division, flat out, the American Football Conference Western Division, winning? Gentlemen, that person who says that wears a rakish hat.
Indiana.
The autumn wind is a pirate. I will tell you this. Hey, Derek, I've been talking you up for literally 2 months. I have absolutely talked you up like nobody's business. And just to back it up, I do need some National Football League films music. And you know the one that you've got to do. Here. I'm going to play the win-loss game for the Las Vegas Raiders right now.
Baby!
Give me the schedule. Give me the schedule. I'm going to finally put a record to it. At the L.A. Chargers, right here, it's going to be loud. It's going to be nuts. There's not going to be some crazy lightning storm that delays the game like it did last time on a Monday night. No, sir. The whole place is going to be filled with crazy ass Raider fans. That's a W. That is a win. A season opening win for the Los Angeles Chargers. Oh, yeah, with Khalil Mack in the building and everything, that's a dub. Baby. I'm going to go a win there. Then the home for the Arizona Cardinals, that's a win. DeAndre Hopkins is out, W. I'll take that as a win. I've got a visit to the Tennessee Titans. I'm going to say that's a loss. I'm going to say that's a going across the country. That's not going to be an easy one. I say they lose that football game. Then they go and they take on the Denver Broncos. They win that one at home. Hey, Russ, welcome to the AFC West. But you're in the home of the Las Vegas Raiders. That's a win. They're going to go to the Kansas City Chiefs on a Monday night, and they're going to win that one, too. Yes, they will. They're going to beat the Chiefs in their house. It happens a lot. It happens a lot more than you think. That's a win. They've got a bye. They come back, and they take on the Houston Texans, and they win that football game. They go to the New Orleans Saints. I say they lose that one in New Orleans. That is not an easy place to be. Certainly when you're in New Orleans the day before Halloween and everybody's dressed like the Pope or whatever the hell they do down there, drunk off their asses. That's going to be a very difficult spot for the Raiders to win. And I say they lose that one. They go to Jacksonville and they win that one. They come home against the Indianapolis Colts. They win that one. Then they visit the Denver Broncos and they sweep the Broncos. That's how you win. That's how you win divisions. That's how you win divisions. They go to the Seattle Seahawks. They win that one. They have the Los Angeles Chargers at home. I say they wind up sweeping that one. They take the Chargers out. Oh. They go visit the Rams on a short week on a Thursday. I say they lose that one.
Oh, yeah.
They have the New England Patriots at home. That's going to be so delicious. Josh McDaniels taking on Bill Belichick. I say they absolutely go ahead. I say they win that game. Oh. I say they go to the Pittsburgh Steelers on a Saturday night. I say they lose that game on a Christmas night. I say they wind up coming home for the San Francisco 49ers, and they beat Trey Lance, but they lose against the Kansas City Chiefs to finish up the season because I think the Chiefs are going to need it. And I think that the Chiefs are always give the Raiders a tough time in their home building. I think they split. And I have, that means the Las Vegas Raiders have lost five games. They're 12-5.
Oh, rich.
I might be off a win or two. I might be off a loss or two. How does that sound? 12-5. That's how the Raiders win that tough division, the toughest division in football. I'm back in my play with a 12-5 Raiders season.
The desert says 8.5.
They are out of their minds. They need to open their eyes and they need to see what is happening in their own town. Honestly.
Mo Green knows.
Seriously. Seriously, you can't even get a drink at the table. They're so asleep at that switch. How about that? I might be wrong. But all I'm saying, Derek Carr, is I'm back in the play. I am way in. I am way in. That wraps up our first hour. Hour number two, Ian Rappaport with the latest on Jimmy G, Deshaun Watson, and more. And you on the phones.
I'm putting up a poll. More wins. Ooh. Broncos, Raiders.
Okay.
Two fan bases that are rabid about their team.
Yep. Yeah, I had them going 4-1 in division. Splitting with the Chiefs and sweeping everyone else.
The summer wind is a Raider.
That's how you win divisions. I mean, I have to do what I just did.
That's 5-1.
If I'm going
back
to
in
say,
your play. Yeah, of course.
The toughest division in football. What do you? How about this? 12 wins the division? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Race to 12 in that division, I think.
Yeah.
11 might win, depending on the tiebreak situation.
Yeah, I might have one of those games off, so 11.
We'll give you
11.
A plus or minus one, Rich.
Sweeping the Chargers.
I know, because the Chargers can win the division. Sweeping the Broncos. First. I know a lot of people think that the Broncos can win this division, even though I think there's too many new moving parts.
And I was at that game last year, too. The Raiders controlled that stadium.
Right?
Yeah.
That was the one with the lightning storm that knocked him out.
It was insane. It was Raiders. Yeah. It was like a Raiders
home game. If I'm not mistaken, that was also wound up being Gruden's last game as the head coach of that team.
Was it really?
I think it might have been. I think it might have been. Or no, they came home and they took on the Bears, right? And that was the last one.
But that was a Raiders. They were it was
he
insane.
Only did five.
So it was insane.
Six.
You might as well have been in Allegiant.
That's what I'm saying.
No question.
Yeah, the Bears was the last.
Right.
That gives them an edge too for that first game.
Yep.
Oh.
And what a great way to start it too, because that was an epic final game of last year. What, game 272?
Yeah.
Used to be game 256 last game, and it goes down to, I mean, that final Sunday of last year was off the charts insane. And part of the reason why it was is because there was a seventh seed now out there for the playoffs. Raiders are winning the division. Hey, Derek. Nobody's saying anything. Nobody believes in us. Oh, this guy right here. Davante Adams and Derek Carr are going to be off the charts. You add Chandler Jones to Max Crosby, and then Josh McDaniels in his second shot at it. Second shot at it. Let's go. I think he's going to be a terrific coach in his second shot at it in a way that Belichick did too. But I don't know if Brady's walking through that door for McDaniels. That wraps up hour number one. 844-204-RICH, number to dial.
For the real story behind some of wrestling's biggest moments, it's Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard and Conrad Thompson, too.
All-time Hogan opponents, Macho Man's got to be in the conversation. Where's Andre for you?
I've always said Andre was number one.
Wow.
Because even going back before, you know, Hulk Hogan was a babyface, Hulk and Andre were able to go in and headline at the New Orleans Superdome, at Shea Stadium in Japan. Wherever they went, that was an attraction.
Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.